First, I'd like to say how much I appreciate all the staff that worked through this, and we finally made it through the draft. Now we're doing a lot of work upstairs as we speak, and I'm going to have to get back up there to help those guys out, but I'll take a few questions.
How'd you do better in the past few days?
I feel pretty good. I think, you know, most teams would probably give you the same answer. You know, you work all this time, and you're able to do some things maybe that you didn't think you could, and now we have an opportunity to bring a full 11 or 12 guys. I don't even know how many picks we had when it's all said and done, but 11 more guys into onto our team and work out this summer, see how they compete and compare to the guys that we have. And then we're working on college free agency, like I said, now as we speak. But we feel good.
Dad, are you complimenting or overhauling your running back position?
We're adding two, just like we're trying to add two all the positions. We're adding two.
Why did you trade back into the fourth round to take Franklin?
We liked him. We thought it was really good value at that spot. Well, I hope quite a bit. I think, I hope we improved all facets of our game today, you know, whether it be special teams or defense or whatever.
Have you had a lot of guys, a large volume of guys for a team that's been fairly successful? Are you starting to see areas where you're going to have to start replacing numbers?
No, we felt like the draft was pretty solid through the middle rounds, and so we wanted to try to accumulate some picks in that area. And I've always said the more picks, I think the better. And we'll see. You know, we're coming back. You know, our team, I'm not going to get into specifics about injuries, but we have some nicks and bumps through the last season. It was a little bit more than normal, so we're trying to add some more guys and make sure we're covered.
Can you describe your new receivers, Charles Johnson and Dorsey, please?
Describe them? Well, they're good-sized guys. They both run really well.
Individually,
Charles. Had a really good pro day workout. He's got good height, length. He can run. He's got really good flexibility in and out of his cuts. Catches the ball well. We think he's a good receiver, obviously. Didn't get invited to combine. We were able to attend his pro day, and we brought him in for a visit, to get checked out and visit with him and that sort of thing. Very nice young man. Kevin Dorsey, a lot the same. I don't mean to speak poorly of it, but they had a number of injuries at the quarterback position at Maryland this year, and it was quite a chore being a receiver. So the numbers won't look that impressive, but again, when you watch him work and then meet him and see his build and his strength and that sort of thing. He's impressive. Both of them are very impressive young men, and they look like what you're supposed to look like.
Charles, with his size, and he said he can run and all that, how did he wind up at a Division II school? Was his third school? What's the background on that?
You know what? I don't know all the details of that. I mean, I know parts of it, but I might get some of it wrong. So we'll figure that out and get it to you, I promise. Right. Well, in general, we're always trying to help. I mean, we go through this draft process or free agency or the off season or whatever. We're always trying to get better. That never stops. This particular draft, there was no set thing that, you know, we have to help our quarterback. Our quarterback's a pretty good player. He doesn't need a lot of help, but we're trying to help our team. We're trying to, find more people, some young guys that can come in and help these veterans and help us be a better team.
Ted, did the did the San Francisco loss affect the way you looked at some players in this draft and figuring out how you have to defend those type of offenses and power teams?
No, not specifically to the San Francisco 49ers, but the game in general is evolving and it is changing, and there's a lot more space stuff, but then at the same time, it's a tough game.
Ted, what are you looking for in terms of numbers and specifics in the college free agency?
Well, that's classified.
What do you think?
We're working on it. You never know how that's going to come out. It's a chaotic thing. It starts as soon as the draft's over, so.
Do you feel you upgraded the overall team speed with this?
I do. I do. Yeah, I do. It's always good. Like I said yesterday, it's always good to be faster if we can get faster and still be good.
Is there anything you can comment on with Desmond Bishop?
Sorry?
Is there anything you can comment on with Desmond Bishop? There were some reports that he might have been being shopped.
Oh, I would never comment on anything like that. There are all kinds of conversations that go on with other teams and with different people in my job and around the league during draft times and leading up to draft times, and most of it winds up being little to nothing to do about it.
Ted, do you think that if Lacey and Franklin have the impact that we think they will, do you think this will change how teams will have to view the Packers, have to defend the Packers?
Well, I don't know. I think the NFL is an evolving thing. You try to get better, but we hope those young men can come in and help our team, for sure. And if that causes other teams problems, that's good.
Ted Palmer, he played defensive end, right, in college?
A little bit of both, Bob. He stood up a little bit, too.
So what's he like athletically as a player?
Good. He's got good length. Again, another fellow that we brought in for a pre-draft visit. Very nice young man. But he's... you know, good prototype size and length and that sort of thing. He'll look the part. Good athlete.
Ted, was there any position that you're disappointed you didn't get a guy at? I know you draft the best player available, but were you hoping to get a guy in a certain position and you didn't get anyone there?
Not specifically. You'd like to in a perfect world. It'd be like you get one of these, two of these. But it doesn't work that way. But I can't think of anything that stands out.
Did you feel like you married the best player on your board with need fairly effectively in this draft? Or?
Well, I think you're always trying to get better. And we think, we don't know how the competition is going to go, but we think we've increased the competition for training camp and who will be on our team.
Ted, do you think Lacey's the most physical running back you've ever been around, at least with the teams that you've been in?
No. He's a very physical young man, but I played with Earl Campbell.
No, I don't think guys you played, but guys you were GM or personnel, guys you were
playing. Well, I don't know. Almond Green is a pretty rough character now. I don't think you'd want to take it. It's difficult to compare a guy that's never played in the NFL to people that's actually played in the NFL, so I don't think that's necessarily a fair thing for me to stand up here and give an opinion on.
Two more. What led you to draft Barrington?
Very good. Plays athletic. He's got good size. His strength, we were a little surprised that he was still available there in the seventh round. A fellow that we were able to speak to at the combine, and a very nice fellow and carries himself well. And we think he's a pretty good player. And like I said, we thought he was really good value. We're working on that. He has the capability of doing both.
Ted, just with some of those off the field issues, I know he had an arrest. I think also with Micah, he had an issue too. What's the process of just going through that and seeing how those guys check out, and how that would translate to the
Yeah, we go through all that and we try to sort out the things that are, something of a problem, and other things that maybe are more like a college kid stubbing their toe.
How confident are you in McMillan and Jennings at safety?
I'm confident in those young men. They played well last year.
Last one, is that hard to figure out, though, what you were talking about? asked there about whether they stubbed their toe. I mean, we always put a pretty high premium on character.
Yeah.
Is that a challenging process to go through, or do you feel like you guys are pretty good at it? Or?
Well, I don't know if you ever say you're very good at something that's hard to predict. You know, that things can happen. And we do like for our guys to be of a certain character and that sort of thing, and we try our best to make sure that's the case. And we look through a lot of different records and a lot of different things leading up to the draft, and that's been going on for since last May.